It's 7:12 and 73 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. In a story that we covered vigorously, Davenport University wanted to buy some land, the former Oliver Towers building, which is actually still there, but it is going to be sold to Lansing Community College. There was thought to have been a deal done, but it wasn't. And a lot of folks were worried that Davenport would find a new building outside of downtown Lansing. Well, that didn't happen. Apparently, they have found a building that they like, and they're going to expand right here in downtown Lansing. On the other end of our line is Davenport University President Dr. Richard Pappas. Dr. Pappas, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. Well, you kept your nose to the grindstone, and you found a building you liked.
We did. You know, it was, I want to give a lot of credit to the mayor who really kept not only in touch with us, kept looking at different places with us. And we looked inside and outside of Lansing, but it was, you know, always our intent to stay in the city. We think this is where the growth is going to be. And so we're excited. We have a great facility and a great location, and we're going to be investing together with our developer about $10 million into this facility.
All right, tell us about the old building, the size of it, how long you've had it, and about the new building.
Well, first, the new building is going to be 55,000 square feet, nine floors. Really, it's going to be high-tech, high. You know, we're going to be able to write on the walls like we do in many of our facilities, electronically be able to have responses. I mean, it's a really, really great facility. I think it's something that will add tremendous value to the city and to our students' learning opportunities. We're also going to bring nursing. Our intent is to bring the full BSN to the Bachelor's of Nursing to the Lansing area, and then also a Master's in Nursing to the Lansing area. So, you know, phenomenal location, not too far from the Capitol, and really having great partnerships of sort of as the mayor called it, a higher ed corridor with Cooley and Lansing Community College. And both presidents, Brent Knight and Don LeDuc of Cooley and LCC, were at this announcement. So really excited about it. Now, the old campus will be sold, but we won't be sold until we open this new campus on the fall of 13. So we'll sell it effective when we open or move into the new campus.
Do you have enough parking?
They have enough parking, yeah. There's a parking there, and there's also a parking structure right by the, I mean, right across the street from the new campus. So there'll be plenty of parking, and we'll actually be able to, on every floor, have different kinds of programs, like nursing will be on one floor, the, you know, technology programs will be on another. It'll be a really, really cool building.
Dr. Pappas, do you have any idea how many students you have at your current location and how many more you'll add with this new building?
Well, we're moving about towards 900 now, but we really anticipate in the next 2 years going over 2,000 students, new programs. This is a structure that will attract a lot of people. You know, right now we get a lot of students from Lansing Community College, and there are more students that we're going to be talking about. For example, we announced in the afternoon a joint venture with Cooley for a joint MBA JD, and that'll be effective almost immediately. And so I think this is going to be one of our bigger campuses. You know, our whole university has over 12,000 students. But when we did market studies, we found Lansing was our third or fourth strongest market, which is great. The three colleges we have are the three fastest growing job opportunities in the world, you know, technology, healthcare, and business. So we really think we're in the right place, and now we're in the right place in Lansing.
Dr. Pappas, there seemed to be a little bit of animosity with LCC, but it sounds like you've gotten past that, and now you have a pretty good working relationship.
Well, there was never any animosity with LCC from our perspective or from LCC. I mean, I've known Brent Knight for over 20 years, and we're both presidents in Illinois. And in fact, he was an intern for my father when my father was the president of Fox Community College. decades and decades ago. So he's a great guy, and LTC is a great institution. And it was really a decision for us. We didn't know that LTC wanted the other property, and when we did that, we withdrew that with no animosity. This partnership between LTC and us and Cooley, I think, is going to be really a phenomenal thing for the Lansing community, because there's a lot of opportunities for new curriculum, new programs, and we might even develop some programs together. So I think that's the way higher education has to go. It has to really be collaborative, not competitive.
You know how many people you have hired at your current building, and will that increase at the new building?
Well, we've got 31, not counting our adjunct faculty, about 31 faculty and staff, and I think it'll probably increase as we move in new programs in, of course. And I think as our student population grows, and we fully anticipate it to grow, there'll be nothing but growth in this institution. We're growing now as an institution, and we spent a lot of time embracing Malcolm Baldrige's international quality standards, and we're assessing, you know, making sure that our students have all the core competencies that employers want, you know, the critical thinking skills, the problem-solving skills, the intercultural competencies. And we're actually certifying at some point to our employers that our graduates have those skills. And I don't know of any other institution trying to do that.
All right, final question for you, Dr. Pappas. We've been told there are more than 70,000 high-paying, high-tech jobs that are available right now, but we don't have the people for those positions. We don't have people properly trained. And there are people who would like to get trained for these jobs, which could be not only in the computer industry, but in manufacturing. But the people who want to get that training can't afford it. How can we help them?
Well, let me tell you, out of our budget, we give kind of discounts, scholarships, not federal grants, not any of those, up to $22 million of our own money for scholarships. Right now, Davenport, for example, is the second lowest tuition of all private institutions in the state, and we're lower than three public universities. So we're really mindful that a student, when they come to us and they get a degree, that they need to get a job. But it's not just an entry-level job. It's one that pays well. Now, to give you an example, we just had approved by the board a doctorate in physical therapy. Now, why a doctorate? Because they're going to require a doctorate for all physical therapists by 2015. Do you know what the starting wages are for physical therapists?
No.
Between $85,000 and $110,000 a year. That's phenomenal. So what we're trying to do is not only understand the market, which we do, we have market researchers who are focused on that work directly for the university. And we're not going to have any careers that don't not only pay well, but have great opportunities for advancement. And that's really the difference Davenport's providing. So I agree with you. You know, if you're going to go to college or university, you want to make sure you have a career waiting for you when you graduate.
Davenport University president is Dr. Richard Pappas, and he's just informed us about a new building that they have acquired, which is going to be bigger and going to offer more. He also has talked about a partnership between LCC and also Cooley. You sound pretty excited, Dr. Pappas.
I am excited. I'm happy to be there, and I'm happy to join Brent Knight and Don LeDuc and Mayor Bonero. And I think it's going to be a great partnership, and the people who will benefit from it will be, I hope, the Lansing residents. So we're excited to be in the city.
All right, Dr. Pappas, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Hey, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
721, currently 73 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. When we come back, we're going to find out more about a pretty nasty strike at the Red Cross. Is that going to put blood supplies in jeopardy? We'll find out next on 1320 WILS.